This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The Biden administration says it's sending the high-tech rocket systems Ukraine's leaders have been begging for amid the ongoing fight with Russia. AP's Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
In a New York Times essay, President Biden writes he's decided to give the Ukrainians advanced rocket systems that'll let them more precisely strike key targets. Two U.S. officials say a new security package to be unveiled today will include what are considered medium-range rockets, which generally can travel about 45 miles. Just Monday, the president said the U.S. would not send rocket systems that can strike into Russia, but any weapon system can do that if close enough to the border. And while Ukrainian officials have assured the U.S. they will not fire into Russian territory, Moscow doesn't buy that and says Washington's pouring fuel on the fire. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukraine's general staff reported Wednesday that Russian forces were pounding infrastructure in areas of eastern and southern Ukraine, including in the city of Severodonetsk, which is key to Russia's attempt to capture the Donbas region. Luhansk regional governor Serhii Haidai said after days of fierce fighting between Russian and Ukrainian troops, Moscow's forces control most of the city but have not surrounded it. He said in an online post that intense Russian shelling had made it impossible to deliver humanitarian supplies or evacuate the 13,000 people still sheltering in the devastated city that once had a population of 100,000. He said heavy street fighting is continuing along with artillery bombardments. You can stay up on the Ukraine news at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United Nations says it's naming the annual training program for Palestinian broadcasters and journalists after Al Jazeera reporter Shireen Abu Akleh, who was shot dead May 11th during an Israeli raid in the occupied West Bank. In making the announcement Tuesday, UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric said the Palestinian-American broadcaster had a distinguished career in journalism for a quarter of a century and was a trailblazer for Arab women and a role model for journalists in the Middle East and around the world. The announcement followed a Palestinian appeal to UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres to honor her by naming the training program after her. The United States' leading cybersecurity agency says electronic voting machines from a leading vendor have software vulnerabilities. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Dominion Voting Systems machines are used in at least 16 states. The U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Agency says there's no evidence the flaws have been exploited to alter election results. However, in an advisory to state election officials, it says they can leave the machines susceptible to hacking if left unaddressed. It details 9 vulnerabilities and suggests protective measures to prevent or detect their exploitation. Dominion defends its machines as accurate and secure. I'm Ben Thomas.
Britain's Queen Elizabeth II is celebrating 70 years on the throne this week, but the 96-year-old sovereign is giving Prince Charles an increasingly prominent role. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has that story.
That became obvious last month when Charles, who is 73, accompanied by his wife Camilla, presided over the state opening of Parliament. One of the monarch's most important duties, the subtle transition illustrates the changes confronting the royal family as the 96-year-old Queen remains on the throne, but Charles becomes the ever more public face of the monarchy. As Britain celebrates the Queen's Platinum Jubilee this week, the royals are working to cement the position of a sometimes misunderstood heir and demonstrate that the House of Windsor will live on. Charles de Ledesma, London.
French President Emmanuel Macron and the government members say they are sad and sorry for 2,700 Liverpool fans who had a ticket but couldn't get into the stadium amid disorder and chaos at the Champions League final in Paris. A French government spokeswoman said government ministers discussed the issue Wednesday at the weekly cabinet meeting at the Élysée Palace. She said the event could have been better handled. Recapping our top story this hour, the Biden administration says it's sending high-tech rocket systems Ukraine's leaders have been begging for amid the ongoing fight with Russia. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.